You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. And we're here in beautiful Vermont, the Northeast Kingdom, the magical Northeast Kingdom. And I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti, who, of course, we've known him from the past, from great work that he's done before. And while I'm back here in Vermont, Stephen is in Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
Well, doing great, and I hear that you're having a great time down there at Jim's new inn.
Well, it couldn't be more picturesque and more beautiful, because it's the stereotypically beautiful leaves in full bloom, leaf-peeping weather. I mean, we came down here, we drove through the Eastern Townships auto route, and then down the 55, which becomes the 91, and everything, the colors were out bright. It's an overcast day, just drizzling rain, which, you know, in fall weather, that's desirable. That's what you like, because the weather is fantastic. Come outside, and there's leaves, a few leaves on the ground, they're still in the trees. You have this, which is like a typical New England-style house, on one side, which is part of the property, the other part of the property is the other side of the street, which you also have the restaurant where we had a very delicious meal yesterday. And it's in a very quiet corner of Vermont called Craftsbury Common. And anyway, I had a great time. I came down here. It's the kind of place you go and take it nice and easy. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And Jim, you've heard it described as magic more than one time.
Yeah, that's the word that's been used a lot this summer by guests. It's magic or it's magical. We had a fellow up here from Florida who said, oh, this is the other magic kingdom. I thought that was a pretty good line. And
yeah, sure.
I think there's a lot of truth in that. It's a very magical place. It's quiet. It's serene. It's safe. It's calm. People enjoy relaxing here.
One of the things that we particularly appreciated about this was that you brought your own special flair and special touch to the area. Because one thing that, Steve, if you remember when we were last visiting with Jim and his wife Judy, were that they brought their own distinctive personality, their flair, their friendliness, their warmth and hospitality.
It's the welcome that you receive when you visit with Jim.
Yeah.
Well, I think properties like these classic country inns are always built around the innkeepers and their own style and their own personalities, and that's what makes them all so unique.
And that's especially what you notice when you come here. You right away, you know, there's Jim welcoming you here, and of course there's Anne, who works in your front desk, and then later on we met Judy, who's hard at work, working on the rooms one at a time, and decorating the place in her own typical style, but there was that typical New England feel to it. The thing that we really love the most, the signature New England quality. You come in here and it's a nice, quiet, easygoing place. And really now with the more intimate setting of the country inn that we have here, you can actually sit down and you feel like you're visiting someone's home.
And that's the idea. That's the atmosphere you want to create. People come here, especially from the big cities, they come here to relax and just get away from some of the tension and the stress in their lives. And usually we find that they leave here saying, oh, I wish we could stay a couple of more days.
Yeah, well, I know I'm feeling that too. And even when I suggested leaving Sunday, someone told me that, no, we're going to be leaving later Sunday, because they wanted to. And I get it completely, you know. Slept last night with the window partially open because you want to smell that sweet country air. Get a nice whiff of that oxygen-rich atmosphere that you have here, and it's great. And the roads, beautiful quality, you know, the ribbons through the countryside. And it's really nice as you're driving through here, because you can actually see the way the road curves up and goes up around a little bank, like a little ribbon someone put.
Did you?
Creature, it's a plot of some sort, because everybody talks about them and I've never seen one. So
there's a family of them living right down on Route 14. We saw them for the first time last week.
Oh yeah,
it was fantastic. We've been in Vermont for 23 years, never saw a moose until last week.
Oh, maybe it's the same moose, Steve, and they move it around from place to place.
It's on wheels, Steve.
Road sign to tell them where to cross.
We did see a sign that said cow 700 feet. We weren't sure whether it was a 7-times centipede cow, or whether it was a 700-foot tall cow, or whether there would be a cow in 700 feet, but that's the way I read road signs.
It could have been my ex-girlfriend, too. They were warning.
No, that's nasty. Nasty, nasty. I'm probably from Lapeer, Michigan, but I digress. Still, I mean, you have all the beautiful animals here. You've got some, down the road, there's places that...
The llama farm.
There's a llama farm. Yeah. I think there was some alpacas I saw there,
yes,
too.
Yes, right.
There's also horses.
So, well, right next door to our inn is the Sterling College Farm, and guests can walk down and see the animals and visit with the students who are running the farm. It's quite an interesting project.
And Steve, I did not ask them whether Richard worked there.
Yes, Richard Sterling, yes.
Exactly. And so now tell us a bit about how you came to come to Craftsbury Common.
Well, I think for Judy and I, it was kind of fulfilling the dream that we had when we got into the hotel business many, many years ago, after having been in the electronics industry for 20 years. We always wanted a 15-room to 20-room inn, and we were working hard in the hotel industry, and we looked at each other one day and said, if we're working this hard, why don't we own it,
yeah,
instead of just working for somebody else? And I'm fairly well connected in the innkeeping business. I'm president of New England Inns and Resorts Association.
Yeah.
And so we knew what was out there. We knew what was on the market. We wanted to stay in Vermont, and we wanted to find a property that needed a little life brought back to it. And it's this inn on the common is exactly what we were looking for, and we're having a ball up here. We're working very, very hard, but it's really fun.
It's exactly the right ingredients and exactly the right combination. Something, Steve, when you come down here later on, you're actually going to see for yourself just how great and welcoming it is, because, you know, if anybody could do it, it's Jim. You know, we remember from his hospitality in the past, and it's certainly there, ever-present, because, you know, we've been to many bed and breakfasts, and some of them are not quite so open and friendly and warm, but here... you know that you're a welcome guest every time that you're here.
One of the things that we did when we took over was to really revamp the restaurant. And as you know from last night, it's a romantic, candlelit, couples kind of a place.
Uh-huh.
We have a great chef. We were very blessed to find a chef in the local area who was a terrific individual. And his wife happens to be a German pastry chef. So
I was getting to that.
Yeah.
In fact, as Stephen and I...
You got to it last night, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I had my Apfelstrudel yesterday. And you know that, and I was getting to that, Stephen and I will attest that we have never had a bad meal in New England. Right, Steve?
No, I've never had a bad meal in New England. I can certainly agree to that. The food, the attention to detail, the freshness of the ingredients. You hear the word Vermont, and you associate that with quality ingredients.
We're part of the Vermont Fresh Network, and we try to buy local product whenever we can. Now, we're coming down to the end of the season for greens, but still, the local folks were here yesterday delivering the greens.
And you know for sure that because Jim's involved, because the last place he was a place renowned for its food. And now he comes here, and, you know, we've met some pretty interesting chefs. I mean, nearby here, just a little bit south, is a place that has a chef that's used to work at the Mount Washington Hotel. And then we have another guy, and he's a German chef with incredible pedigree. And then he says, well, who else is going to work here? I mean, well, he lives just, a mile down the road.
Chris lives a mile down the road. It was astounding. I mean, he was with Ritz-Carlton at one point. He was with the Homestead in Virginia at one point. And he came up to Vermont with one of our top resorts. And he just wanted the lifestyle that goes along with being in an inn. He's pretty much a one-man show in that kitchen. But he does a fabulous job, and we're so fortunate that he lives a mile down the road with his wife and two young boys, and they love Craftsbury Common.
Yes, his pastry chef wife, Steve. Can you imagine that?
What did you have for dinner last night, Willem?
Well, I'll let you guess.
Oh, you started with the onion soup and then the prime rib, largest and finest cut?
Something like that. We had the Swiss onion soup.
Okay.
Yes, not too much deviation there. I'm a predictable creature, but I'm definitely a carnivore. Yes, they had filet mignon, actually, which was cooked about as good as I've ever had a filet mignon. The potatoes, mashed potatoes, were delicious.
The boars and mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely. We're going to be coming up on a break in about 20 seconds here with Inn on the Common in beautiful Craftsbury Common, Vermont, just off the Interstate 91. It's about 20 minutes from the interstate. We're going to be discussing it more because we got a room full of guests. This is Willem Backus on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite. Thank you.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, once again, across America via satellite. We're here at the beautiful Inn on the Common in Craftsbury Common, Vermont, part of the magical Northeast Kingdom. Stephen Pickford in Studio West in Beaconsfield. Stephen, how you doing?
Having a great morning, and very envious of you, Willem, down there in beautiful Vermont.
Well, you're going to have to come down here for sure, and of course, Jim will always be welcoming us with open arms, as we are very enthusiastic in doing anything to help Jim out as well, because you can tell this is one of his lifetime dream projects, because when someone puts that much heart and soul into something that they do, you can always tell. There's always that special feel, that special touch to something, and Jim's really got it going here. Jim?
I'm always happy to have you fellas around. You know, this is, what, the third or fourth time we've had an opportunity to share some time together on the air, and the first time at Inn on the Common. I'm really glad you're here, and I think we'll see you back, I hope, very frequently.
Well, the interesting thing about Inn on the Common, and you see, we hadn't heard from Jim in about a year or so, but that's not a bad problem because he was busy working on building the property back. Like you said, you looked for a place that needed a little bit of TLC, and it's kind of like a nice little project, and you and your wife, Judy, decided that you were going to fix it up and put your special touch to it, and the results are obvious.
One of the nicest compliments we had this year about the property is that someone who had been here before and had come back under our management said, you know, the place has heart again, which I thought was really a nice compliment. We appreciated that.
Well, that's exactly what we meant, heart and soul into the project, because you know that when Jim puts something into it, you know, you don't go halfway. So
it's easy to fall in love with Vermont. I mean, that's what brought us to this point in our lives anyway. Vermont's just a special, special place to be.
Oh, yeah.
All seasons of the year, not just the beautiful fall, which we're having again this year, but winter up here is gorgeous. I mean, it's cold, but it's white and it's beautiful. And
It's what you want.
It's exactly what you want.
Out of the winter and the snow, and then you'll be nearby and to enjoy it. And it's accessible from virtually anywhere. One of the other interesting compliments about this place is that this is a weekend that you were expecting the inn to be empty, and actually you're sold out again.
We are sold out again. I was expecting, when I invited you down and you said you could come, I said, well, it'll be a quiet weekend. Well, we're full again,
which is
great news.
That is great news. We're always happy to see success, but, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm just not surprised. You come to an inn like this, and it's full. There's people, life, and everybody had a smile on their face this morning. I don't see any grumpy people anywhere around here.
I think the guests are having a good time, and you know, many of our rooms have fireplaces, and they just like to cozy up with a book, and maybe later this afternoon open a bottle of wine and just enjoy themselves.
This is the kind of place where you can come to relax, for sure, and you're not far from the busy hustle and bustle if that's what you really want, but to come to Vermont in a country setting like this, you want the idea of relaxing, and there's even a couple here that made it a home base for visiting all kinds of places. They're going to be visiting my hometown, Montreal, today.
And yes, we gave them directions this morning.
They're from Florida, so we hope that they certainly enjoy their visit to Montreal, visiting such great places like Moishe's and Mr. Steer, right, Steve?
Yes, there are lots of great places to visit within just a few hours if you make your base in the Northeast Kingdom at the Inn of the Common, because you can also just relax, as you correctly mentioned, go outside, take a walk, breathe in the air. Wintertime brings cross-country skiing, brings ice skating, and just the picturesque nature of a New England town in the wintertime with the lights. Nighttime brings out the magic 24 hours a day.
Steve, we have some of the largest networks of cross-country ski trails right outside our back door. And we have a lot of snow, and the trails are always groomed in beautiful condition. And some people are a little bit nervous about cross-country skiing, so we slap on the snowshoes and off they go. All you have to do is know how to walk. And it's another experience being outdoors in the cold, crisp, clean air, and then coming in and, again, cozying up by the fireplace with a glass of wine or your favorite beverage, and then having a great meal in the restaurant. It's what a way to spend a weekend.
Well, certainly a great way to work up the appetite, and you'll really enjoy that famous food even more.
Well, the breakfast was delicious, Steve. I had something called a breakfast pizza, which was a pastry shell with egg, with tomato, and all kinds of great seasoning on that thing. It was delicious.
Stephen, he also ate several croissants.
Kind of
wiped us out of croissants this morning.
An 18-wheel truck is going to come up with all the supplies afterwards, right?
Yeah, several meaning two, actually.
Oh. But they were so filling and so tasty that you know, probably two were the equivalent of a dozen in grocery
store. They weren't that big. No, this is not quite like that place in St. Johnsbury where we went one time, where you order a meal for one and it's meaning one army. But they don't kid around with the portions in these places. But still, that underscores a general theme from the Northeast Kingdom here in Vermont, is the generosity of the people that you're going to meet wherever you go. And that's something that you're going to see everywhere. And we're not too far, Stephen, from Hardwick.
Okay,
and,
yes, very good.
And the trooper barracks, yes. I don't know if there's a trooper barracks in Hardwick, but there ought to be, right, Steve?
Yes, continue the trust and tradition, yes. But that's where the trooper came from originally, famous trooper Hardwick. Family that goes back many generations in the Northeast Kingdom, a famous family that gave so much to the history and lore of the state.
Yes, the lore. Speaking of which, we have all kinds of history here. We have also some marketing representatives. We have Linda Seville with us here, who comes. He came from the last place that Jim was at, and also helps contribute to the success of Inn on the Common. Linda, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being with you again.
You see, the phones are ringing already.
We haven't even given out the phone number yet. Well, of course, Linda was on the very first edition of Travel World when we were on cable TV. She managed to find her way to the studios in Park Extension District of Montreal on Ogilvy Avenue to appear on Travel World 95.
That's right. Yep, that was a long time ago.
See, we have a long-standing tradition. That's why when we say that Jim and Linda are longtime friends of the shows, we really mean it, because Travel World, the radio edition, of course, has been around for 8 years now. So,
well, when Linda said she was going to go into business for herself and decided to break off with her own company called Global Pursuits, I told Judy, this is time for us to leave too. Let's go do it. And we only live about a half an hour apart, see a lot of each other, and have a lot of good fun together.
So Linda, tell us a bit more about the area and things that that you're involved with.
Well, I could hardly describe it much better than you did, but it's Vermont is a special place, and particularly this time of the year. The Northeast Kingdom is absolutely spectacular, as is the rest of the state. I was traveling south the other day, and the colors are just very, very vibrant this year, and I especially like getting off the main roads, mm-hmm. because that's where you see Vermont, and each little town, I mean, you might have a town of 1,000 people,
right.
but they'll have a potluck supper in the evenings, or many of the towns have fall foliage festivals, which is just great. That's exactly what you think of Vermont as, is those small community events. And you'll find those year-round, not just in the fall, but the fall is certainly a special time of the year for that.
And there's tons to see around here, too. You've got fishing ponds and things, but not far from here, worth seeing, and I got to mention, is Lake Willoughby.
Mm. Oh, that's an everyday tour for people. I spend a lot of my time in the mornings just giving people handwritten directions as to how to get around with a little map. The Lake Willoughby tour is always on the top of my list.
So
it's so beautiful.
There's loons there. You can see them actually right from the road.
No, there's a loon sitting right here behind the mic.
But you can dive on Lake Willoughby, which I didn't know before, if you're into diving.
I don't know. I mean, underwater, like scuba.
Yep, they have scuba diving there.
That I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is driving past, it was just a phenomenal, spectacular scene.
It really
is. Mountainside, the crystal lake that was there.
So. They call that the Lake Luzerne of the United States.
Lake, that's really nice. Lake Luzerne of the United States. There's a Lake Luzerne in New York, right near.
Well, I think the real Lake Luzerne.
Yeah, the real Luzerne. We drove past that on our way back from Long Branch, New Jersey, Steve.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, we have some great areas that we'd like to know, but that particular lake is worth a visit, and it's well within easy reach by automobile. And you want to get one of these nice, quiet little automobiles, like the little one that I have that snakes through the countryside completely unnoticed. Yeah. Like that, what was it? The guy who wanted to sell me a used Jeep. This is an Army surplus Jeep that's is finished in peaceful forest green with gentle swirls of brown and gray, and perfect for anybody who want to travel unnoticed in the country.
Oh, yes, and you can drive on your way to the Baseball Hall of Fame with your lights off, yes.
Yeah, and he said, he was saying to me, he says, the front seat has a special safety feature. One of the springs stick out just enough to keep you awake on long country drives. So needless to say, I didn't pick up that automobile. But still, you want to have a little home base to get down and to relax and refresh yourself. This is the place. Jim was mentioning to me, he says, well, when you come down for this morning, he says, you can either make your own coffee or you can cross the road to your other one there. Now, I notice on the other side, how big is the property that you actually have here?
We actually have three buildings. They're all federal-style buildings. Mm-hmm. The two oldest buildings, the one we're in and the main inn, were built in 1795.
Okay.
So if you put a marble on the floor.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, once again across America via satellite, coming to you live and direct from the beautiful Inn on the Common here in Craftsbury Common, Vermont, one of our favorite destinations, it's going to be for sure, because of the special touch of the innkeeper, Jim Lamberti, who's with me here right now. Jim, you mentioned to me earlier that a lot of these inns are built around the innkeeper.
The innkeeper, in our case, the innkeepers, my wife and I run the prop. Judy and I run the property mm-hmm. together. We do the breakfast in the morning, and mm-hmm. We're always available for the guests. We spend a lot of time telling people about secret places to go in Vermont, drawing little maps and getting them. There's a little bookstore in the middle of a farm field about 8 miles from here that's just unbelievable. People go there they find it, and they come back and they rave about the little bookstore in the farm field. And
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of special little places hidden around this area that are fun to find.
That's the kind of thing. It's a great home base for you to go to and relax once you're here. And, of course, just before the break, once again, didn't pay attention to the time. That's
well, you're
why
having
we
a
have
great time. Time just passes by, flies by when you're having a great time.
Well, that's exactly the thing about this place. You will get so into the place and so enthusiastic about it, the time virtually has no meaning. You're here, and you're just glad to be there. And it doesn't matter what time of the day it is that nice. I mean, even crossing the road this morning or last night for supper, you look up, and you just take in the beautiful, sweet country air, and you're just glad to be there. The road is quiet, and that's the kind of atmosphere that you're looking for. Now, before the break, we were talking about your property. We were talking about the different buildings that you have, and everybody wants to know what happened to the marble.
Well, I was going to say, before we were so rudely interrupted, that some of the original floors from 1795 are still easy to see in this building. We try to keep them open so people can see them. If you mm-hmm. put a marble on the floor, it's probably going to roll away because those floors have been around for almost 200 years. And the buildings are beautiful. The gardens here in the summertime are gorgeous. So you're not going to have the opportunity to see the beauty of the gardens, but you'll get an idea as you walk through that property.
That's a springtime trip. You see, you have to plan many return visits here to the Inn on the Common because you have to see the different seasons of Vermont.
The beautiful thing about Craftsbury Common is all the homes are white clapboard with black or green shutters. One guest said to me this summer, it's like stepping back in time.
Yeah.
And it truly is. The Common is a wonderful place to wander. We have concerts on the green in the summertime. There's the farmer's market on Saturday mornings. You'll see the alpacas walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful sculling center down the road over at the Craftsbury Outdoor Center.
Sculling as in swimming, right? Not as in taking people's heads off?
As in rowing.
Rowing,
as in learning how to row.
No, when I hear skulls, of course. that's a conspiracy theorist in me. I always thought it was a plot of some kind.
Well, and I had a journalist that was here from London, England mm-hmm. the other day, and he was upset after we left here. He said, I thought I was staying there 3 nights. I don't want to go anywhere else. And he said this was the quintessential Vermont Inn, which is really a nice compliment from a person that travels around the world.
But we've seen places like that ourselves. See, I mean, Steve and I totally relate to that because we've been on tours of other states and other places, and sometimes the people who arrange your itinerary will say, go to Hotel 1, Hotel 2, Hotel 3. And at one point when we were at Hotel number 2, we said, no, we like this place, please. We want you to stay. Inn on the Common is a place like that. You're going to want to stay here plan a nice long time that you're here because you're going to be able to unwind. And people from all over the states are coming here.
We get a lot of international guests, and we get a lot of people from all parts of the United States, a lot of California people mm-hmm. here this week.
One of the things I particularly admired always about Jim's work and the vision that he has for the different properties, the fact that he's an excellent marketer, but he's got great...
We're going to get Willem back on in just a moment.
You can come a little closer to the mic. We can actually hear from you a little bit. Bonnie has her own marketing company, helped design the website. That is the InOnTheCommon.com website. Now, I came here, and you want directions to the place. You don't need to visit the usual search engines or anything and draw those maps. See what I would do. We would go to Long Branch, New Jersey. We drew one of the maps at one of those mapping sites, but you have great directions from virtually everywhere, and it was accurate.
Well, that's good. That was the plan. Try to make the least amount of work possible to make getting here as easy and as pleasant as possible. The nice thing about marketing this property is that some of the more challenging things in terms of operations, mm-hmm. already have been dealt with. They've been in the business so long, it's just instinct to them. It's not, there's not a big learning curve. Mm-hmm. And with that happening, it's just, it's basically just trying to capture their vision and then present it to their potential, their people that want to come here.
Oh, definitely. And not only that, you're also aiming at a wide audience, because there's an awful lot of people who are going to want to come to this area of Vermont and see this kind of a place.
We're also doing something new, an innkeeper for a day program. We have people who are interested in becoming innkeepers or just curious about the innkeeping lifestyle. And we bring them up here for 2 days or a week, in one case a week, mm-hmm. Because these folks are actually going to have their own inn. And they shadow us, and then we become their mentors for their own property. Because as Bonnie said, there's a learning curve in this business. And
sure.
Judy and I have been at it for 18 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty much smoothed out that learning curve.
Well, yeah, because you understand all the little snafus. You know which end is up, which way you want to go with the different things that you do. So, yeah, I understand that whole thing about learning curve. And, you know, when you have people who are seasoned veterans, such as Jim and Judy, and we're watching the different rooms as they progress, because she gets to one room at a time, decorates it, puts her touch to it, mm-hmm. and you can really tell, because she's got a particular style, which is just so nice. When we were at your last place, she had this whole room in the back that was decorated for a wedding that was occurring in December.
And we do a lot of weddings. We did 10 weddings here this year. Most of them are outdoors in the tent, in the garden area.
Uh-huh.
Just absolutely gorgeous.
Which
views
is
of the mountains.
Which is worth mentioning, because Jim is running for Justice of the Peace.
A wedding call coming to us. I've been a justice in Vermont for a number of years, and I'll be elected again this November. I performed 340 wedding ceremonies over the years.
Which is...
What a great thing. That's a lot of fun.
That adds that certain extra nicety to a place when an innkeeper can perform a wedding for you. So you can have your nice, not only a romantic vacation, but even a honeymoon.
Well, Jim doesn't just, you know, perform the ceremony. He really takes over for you and really helps design the wedding and handholds you through the whole process, which is, you know, I think most brides and grooms find very comfortable.
Yeah, because sometimes it's an unknown quantity for people. They're wondering, well, we know we want to do this, but how do we give it that extra special touch? Because sometimes, you know, some people don't really have a direction which way to go. And there's a lot of these magazines which are often a little bit too pretentious for some people. And no, seriously, because you want to achieve something which is just right according to your taste. So you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to underdo it and end up, you know, having it look, you know, ridiculous by some people's standards. So what you want to do is you want to get it right on the mark. So
most
Jim
people,
and Judy, you're great for that.
Most people who book their wedding here want the natural, comfortable, relaxed setting.
Sure.
And they're not looking for pretentious. They're looking for outdoors, comfortable, you know, good setting.
Easygoing.
Absolutely.
That's a good word that describes the whole area, easygoing. Because we notice that. And people are friendly. I mean, even the other guests, and it rubs off. You see, when you have innkeepers as accommodating, friendly, and warm as Jim and Judy here at the Inn on the Common, you're going to naturally get yourself put in a good mood. I mean, even coming down in the magical setting that is the Northeast Kingdom, you see virtually everybody, and everybody seems to be in a happy mood. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody's got down days, but here, I don't think that people have as many down days as other people might.
Well, it's important because I think people are taking shorter trips, but hopefully more often, and so you don't have that long time in order to adjust.
Exactly.
You need to adjust more quickly from your hectic pace, and in a location like this and with Jim and Judy, it really speeds up your process of getting to relaxation.
Oh, well, that's for definitely sure. Now, Linda, do you have any interesting plans or any specials or anything, any ideas that you have in mind for the upcoming seasons? Because you've got another year coming up, you just finished celebrating 1 year at this inn this April.
That's right. We've been here about a year and a half now.
So we're looking to, hopefully, this kind of inn provides an opportunity to have unique events, and so to, you know, events that characterize the inn and use the inn, whether it's a mystery dinner, or Jim's always very creative in event planning, and so he always has ideas that then we all take off and run with.
We're going to be doing a kind of a colonial holiday week in December with some special foods that are being prepared by our chef, and we have a very nice wine cellar. So we're going to be developing that program for the first time this year, hopefully something we can do on an ongoing basis.
We're coming up on our third break right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. This time I was paying attention to the time, so we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up in on the Common, Craftsbury Commons, Vermont.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Once again, we're rounding third base. We're into the home stretch right now. Of course, baseball is very much on the minds of many people these days as we're in the playoff season. Beautiful October day in Craftsbury Common, Vermont. And we're broadcasting live from In on the Common in Craftsbury Common, Vermont, a property owned by Jim and Judy Lamberti, innkeepers extraordinaire, as I would call it, in the beautiful, magical Northeast Kingdom, a place which you can come here and you can relax totally. You're within easy access of all kinds of exciting things to do. And Jim and Judy bring their special touch to this beautiful, tranquil, and often romantic setting here at Craftsbury Common, Vermont. Now, Jim, you have also a new emphasis in terms of marketing that you're adding to this hotel, because your typical Vermont Country Inn used to have just, you know, telephone numbers and they have people for drive-by business, but you have a more of a global vision to things here.
We have a really beautiful website, inonthecommon.com. It's a gorgeous website that Bonnie developed for us. Mm-hmm. It's easy to maneuver around. It gives you a lot of information about the property, sure, about ourselves, our background, mm-hmm, how to get here, mm-hmm, which is very important. We talked about, yeah, that at the last segment. Burlington International Airport is only about an hour from our door.
Yep.
So you can get here by a five or six, how many airlines up there, Linda?
Oh, at least six. Yeah,
yeah, six. Independence Air, JetBlue comes into town direct. Yep. It's great. So inonthecommon.com is the website. And for those who still want to call us, it's 800-521-2233. We like to talk to people.
and, you know, it is worth mentioning, by the way, that 800 number also works in Canada. It's a Canada-U.S. number. Again, there's many, many smart things that you're going to see here at Inn on the Common. If you really want to pay attention to how it's done right, and one of the best things that you're going to notice is the overall ambiance here is one of people who are in a good mood and friendly. They'll smile, and they have an amazing sense of humor. I remember having breakfast this morning, and as only, you see, people like me, with my twisted sense of humor, might do. We notice, of course, in your breakfast area, which is your restaurant, you have these beautiful picture windows. The whole wall is a picture window facing the Rose Garden. And, of course, all I had to hear was Judy mention those words, and I said, of course, nobody promised you that. And she says, well, thanks a lot. I'm going to have that tune in my head the rest of the day. But anyway, I said, well, at least we do have the rain sometime.
I think the sun's coming out now, Willem, so
sunshine.
It might be a great day.
Yes, I would go on, but it's only a splinter interest. So tell us a bit more about your overall marketing strategy that you have. We have Bonnie, who's done the website. Tell us a bit more about your thinking and the work that went into the web design that you did.
Well, one of the things when we started the web design, we wanted to make it very easy for people to get in there.
Right.
It's a very quick load site. It's pretty much one click to anything. You know how sometimes you get into a website and you start, yeah, clicking and you're lost in the bowels of it somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, that won't happen with this website. It's just very, very easy to use. Everything's on there. There's a lot of great information. If you're not that familiar with Vermont, you can learn about the state. If you're not that familiar with the region, you can learn about the region. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really solid information about the inn.
And the directions is the thing I noticed the most. I just printed out that site and bang, follow the directions I was here, because all the mileage markers and everything, they were totally accurate. And, you know, everything was where you were. I mean, Stephen, you and I went to Pennsylvania one time. We had directions to get to a place, and it's like, okay, what house do we turn at? Remember that?
Yeah, they turn at the yellow house, then all the houses turn out to be yellow.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to get to your vacation and have, yeah, a hard time getting there. So,
and you're going to find it very, very easy to get here. And it's a peaceful, tranquil place. And, again, easy to get to from virtually anywhere. Like you mentioned, you can take Burlington Airport and you can take virtually any road there. Mm-hmm. We're not too far from Highway 100. That'll take you to through Middlebury.
Right, so 100, of course, is a beautiful road down the middle of the state. Mm-hmm. You're 3 hours from Boston, about 2.5 hours from Montreal.
Yeah, very, very close. So you can actually, it's a home base access to virtually anywhere that you have here. And yes, I did appreciate the ease of use and the ease to navigate through the site. Sometimes I'd like to see a bit more drill down, because you want to be able to drill down if you want to, mm-hmm, to get more information. But of course, like anything, there's always more you can add down the line. But I think it was as well that, oh, believe me, I've seen projects and they just grow and they grow and grow. I said, will this ever end? But in the end, if you can produce something that's easy to navigate or that's intuitive, because these days, an awful lot of people, we were discussing this during one of the breaks, that most people, even if it's local stuff, they'll just turn straight to the web. They say, okay, punch in information about this. Where am I going to find this and where am I going to find that? And so the Internet, to me, is a very smart way of marketing yourself. Travel World has a great presence on the Internet because every one of our shows is archived. Mm-hmm. So,
The nice thing about Jim's site is if you want to book on the web, if you're searching in the middle of the night, you can do that.
Yep.
But if you want to talk to someone and get a real feel of the innkeeper and of the inn, mm-hmm. call the 800 number. So it's up to you. We've made it as easy as possible, or Bonnie has, so that you can search and book at your leisure.
Well, give out the 800 number.
The 800 number is 800-521-2233, and it's good from Canada as well as the U.S.
Yeah, and I noticed that as well, and it's easy to get to. And also the website, inonthecommon.com. So, Jim, this is a fruition of one of your life's dreams, this place.
It is, Willem, and we've had some wonderful response from the guests that have come here in our first year and a half. And, of course, when it comes down to it, that's our best form of marketing, is people who come here, have a great time, tell their friends, come back again. We have people booking as they're walking out the door for their next visit.
Oh, sure.
That happens all the time. Because we have three different houses, each with five rooms, we're finding a lot of people are booking family reunions. They're taking one whole house for a few days or a holiday, over Thanksgiving, over Christmas. We're getting good response from people. They like it here.
And it's great. The restaurant room that you have there has enough capacity that you can have small meetings there too. So you can actually have people, if they want to have an evening meeting with a particular a particular agenda, maybe the people from the town. You have many areas where the people from Craftsbury Common, they want to get together for little festivals and things.
And they use us for that. And we've also gotten some business from small companies that want to have a kind of a getaway.
A retreat.
Maybe a brainstorming retreat or a long-range planning retreat. We build them a fire in the fireplace. We close the doors. They have a private room, and they have a really meaningful session in a great environment for open thinking.
Yeah, and especially with the oxygen-rich air here in Vermont. It's conducive to that, because there's many areas that are hopelessly polluted, and you're going to get there, and, of course, it's just as toxic as where you were from. So one thing about Vermont, sweet, clean, beautiful country air, all kinds of stuff nearby. You're not too far from Derby and Newport, so if you want to see some really cool things, you can see Lake Memphremagog that's here. You can see Lake Willoughby. You want to go down and you want to see some other interesting things, you can go to St. Johnsbury. All in the beautiful, magical Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. So we're going to be covering that a lot more, of course. Nearby there is another one of our friends of the show, Maple Grove Farms, but I do digress. In on the Common, of course, Craftsbury Common, Vermont. Easy to get to. Just follow the sites on the, just follow directions on the website that Bonnie did for us. And Linda, of course, it's nice to have you here. Of course,
great.
Lisa didn't
again.
Say anything all show long.
First time in Vermont. I don't have too much to add yet.
Well, you're certainly going to love it here. Many times that we've been to Vermont, Steve.
Oh, always enjoy it. Always plan our return visit, because Vermont is always one of those really remarkable getaway relaxation experiences.
We started our annual trip. We did an annual trip every springtime to Vermont, and that all started from one of Jim's friends. One of his really great friends, Ted Bridges, has a property in Vermont that we went to. It's not really his property, but he manages it, and that was so nice because of his own personal style. It's nice to see. People have a signature characteristic, and it carries with them wherever they go. And it's nice to see, Jim, that you brought in that warmth and hospitality, friendliness, sense of humor, all to this particular property here, because I feel every bit as welcome and as fun as I ever did at the place that you were before.
Well, thank you. It's always great to have you around. Craftsbury Common is a special place. It's one of the most photographed hill towns in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
And this is a place to come and relax and just enjoy a classic country and experience.
And Lisa, we were looking for the Maniwit teddy bear that you had from the last place.
Oh, he is he's the official mascot. You didn't see him?
No, I didn't see him here.
He must have been looking for a girlfriend.
That's just like Manny, right, Steve?
Yes. The Viscount of Vermont himself.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up. We got 20 seconds. So thank you, everybody, for joining us here. Beautiful Inn on the Common of Craftsbury Common of Vermont. For Travel World Radio Show, I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Gazzini.
Jim Lamberti,
Linda Seville,
Bonnie Longbotham,
and Lisa didn't want to say her name. Happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.